This function of the brain reminds me of a very funny, and at times painfully sad, movie starring Adam Sandler called Click, in which an ambitious architect called Michael Newman, played by Sandler, makes a deal with the devil, whereby he is given a universal remote control that not only does all the usual things you would expect from such a device, such as turning on the television or opening the garage doors, but in addition, it can also magically control real life too. Michael quickly realizes, to his delight, that with the click of a button, he can fast forward through time and even skip events altogether. He stumbles across this apparently miraculous feature of the remote while shivering in sub-zero temperatures, waiting for his dog to take a leak before bed. The pooch is quite happy sniffing around the yard, oblivious to the encouragement to do his business coming from his frustrated and freezing owner. Curiously, Newman points the remote at the dog and hits the fast-forward button. In a blur of activity, including the rather repugnant cocking of the leg incident, he is left gobsmacked by the awesome power of his new device. As the story unfolds, he uses the remote more and more, skipping arguments with his wife, fast-forwarding boring visits from the in-laws, and eventually incorrectly assuming he was shortly to be promoted at work, he asks the remote to jump forward to the day he makes partner at his firm of architects. What he doesn't realise is his promotion was actually a whole decade away, and the remote is an intelligent device that learns the behaviour of its owner and then attempts to predict the future. The remote assumes that because he has skipped such things as sex with his wife, playtime with his kids, Christmas and birthday parties, that in the future he will also not want to experience them. It then proceeds to ignore his objections and automatically fast-forward him through some of the most sacred and special moments in life. Towards the end of the movie, we see an aged, ill, and overweight Michael Newman, who is distraught because he has missed his children growing up, lost his wife to another man, and has sold his soul to be the most successful partner in the company. He is desperately unhappy and full of regret at throwing away all the moments that make life really worth living. In book one of Manifesting Magic,